The annals of history.
Good morning. Welcome to a special meeting of the Board of Directors for the Rowland Community Services District. It is October 7th at 11:05 a.m. We'll call the meeting to order. Start with Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Megan, you want to follow that?
All the way.
Yes. Director Mora.
Present.
Director Edwards.
Here.
Director Solange.
Present.
All right, we have a quorum.
We do indeed. Okay, so discussion of action items. We have public comment available.
I don't have any public comments.
Do you have the little thing that we normally read?
It's strictly speaking, it's a special meeting.
You don't oh, so we don't have to.
No, but I can just say that if we for the recording purpose,
general public comment,
exact comment on the people can still comment on those items on the agenda, and they can submit comments by sending an email to board@gcsd.org or raise your hand in the Zoom platform or submit a comment in the comment function of the Zoom platform. And we'll be watching for those.
All right. So the first item on the agenda is adoption of a resolution authorizing the general manager to submit a grant application to the Department of the Interior, Bureau of Reclamation's Water Smart Drought Resiliency Program for fiscal year 2025 for the Alternative Water Supply Water Treatment Facility Project. Okay.
I don't know if it freaks anyone else out, but when we start talking about projects in the tens of millions of dollars, kind of makes my skin crawl a little bit. Just but it seems to be becoming the norm just for the increase in cost. This project should be familiar to you because it was actually a component of the Department of Water Resources grant money that we received for the Urban Drought Grant Program. In that grant, it was anticipated that we would simply pick up the alternative water supply treatment plant and place it on our property and then run a pipeline to connect it. That's great. But it doesn't, the two things. Number one, the estimated cost of the project was about double and a half more than what was budgeted in the DWR grant. So we could not get it done with it reconstructed in such a manner that it would be more efficient to operate. Basically, we can get it
moved,
and it's going to look just exactly like it was. That's fine. We can make it function. However, this funding came up. And it's an opportunity to very, very short timeline. It's competitive in that it has somebody reviewing it and they're going to look at it on its merit, but it's not a major process for prioritization where you have to meet certain benchmarks and different things like some of the grants have. And in our experience with those, our projects have been pretty successful. We get in there early. We get in there, with a project that's ready to go, which this one is. It's been through all the environmental clearances. It's been designed. It's ready to go to bid. We just couldn't go to bid with that AWS project because it was going to be over $10 million. And we don't have that money. So this would be funding to make that a long-term installation in a building with a little office and having it be a permanent installation so that they could be efficient.
It is astonishing. And I mean, the trailer itself was like $1 million. We bought another one. It was like $1 million.
Yeah.
So
And where's it
It's
located?
just a,
Down by the ballpark?
yes. Yeah. That's good. I mean, if we can get the money to do it, we can do it. And you're absolutely right. We can't, the way things have gone, there's no way we can do it with a paltry $4 million.
Yeah. Doesn't that seem like a big number?
Yeah.
Well, especially when the trailer, you know, can, what, 12 years, 15 years ago? I got it, the first one. But I mean, the second one, the one we bought for the Cherry Lake water, was now that was used. Only it was $1 million or $1.1 million, $1.1 million or something like that for the trailer. And then there was some installation expense, but that wasn't so bad because of the flat place to put it.
Yeah, it's the, and I would anticipate that the cost, the equipment cost of that trailer is probably double.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
By now, you know, within a decade. Okay.
No, I have no doubt that's the case.
But it's the labor. And construction, you know, I mean, this is not a, you know, prefab concrete Amazon building.
Right.
This is a very simple metal, insulated metal building with an evaporative cooler. But, you know, just the electrical and the building and the grading and the, everything about it. Plus, this also, includes a floating barge, a mounted pump.
Oh, okay.
So,
right, okay.
So one thing that is really important with this funding is that you can say we're solving the problem. You know, mm-hmm. And in this particular case, we would say that we're chasing that water down to the deepest part,
mm-hmm.
and pumping it back up. We'd be pumping
well,
it twice.
That's a good advantage.
It's I've used that before in Lake McClure with Don Pedro. It was, you know, because it was all the way down to the Merced River. It had to pump up 400 feet,
yeah,
you know, up that bank to get to the regular pumps. And real hassle to do, but man, I'll tell you what, they would have been years without water. Years.
Yeah.
And so anyway, this is securing that redundancy. Our commitment is 5%. We check the criteria. It meets that the criteria. You know, our area is mapped out, but and still is considered disadvantaged for the purpose of this particular program through the Bureau of Reclamation. So, and I have not confirmed yet whether. If the state money, the state DWR, because it was straight out of the state budget, that potentially could be that 5% of the total project cost. So we just has been coming so fast, we haven't, in many cases, been able to resolve every aspect of it. But the worst case scenario is that we would be contributing up to a maximum of $500,000 to this.
We can get this done for $500,000.
Yeah,
hell of a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was never, boy, that would sure be nice to have that.
So,
actually, look like an operating facility.
No, I mean, you know, Greg, when he was here, and Adam and Louie put in hours and hours and hours, you know, really trying to get an efficient building, but at the same time, you know, think about it for the next 50 years, and they've done a good job.
Well, I'll move to adopt resolution 33-2024, authorizing the general manager to submit a grant application to the Department of the Interior Bureau of Reclamation's Water Smart Drought Resiliency Program for fiscal year 2025. For the alternative water supply water treatment facility relocation project.
And I will second that motion.
All right. The Dr. Swan made motion, Edwards seconded it. No comments anywhere online?
Well, really, I don't know how they would, I think. I don't think anybody can listen to it without logging in, right?
No.
I haven't received an email. I don't see any comments on the platform.
Yeah, I don't have any comments on mine today.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And we'll both say nay. Motion passes.
Well, Rachel said 15 minutes instead of 13.
I mean,
good luck to all of
them. That was pretty good.
It's got to go in this afternoon. It's, I need to get together with Brandon and look at his final product.
Then we want to adjourn the meeting. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, we will adjourn the meeting at 11:16. Oh,